I'm David Bruin Jr., and you are watching Broncos TV.
Two of the game's greatest records could be set today as Peyton Manning continues to cement his place in history. Most regular season wins by a starting quarterback and all-time passing yards are the two marks, and Manning could do it against his former team. If that wasn't enough, the Broncos still have a bad taste in their mouth as they look to avenge last season's playoff loss to the Colts. It's Vernon Davis's debut. It's Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. It's Broncos Colts. We are in Indianapolis for an AFC showdown, and the BTV Live pregame show starts right now.
Spectacular tonight, 65 degrees, crowd roaring.
The handoff to Hillman, left guard. Hillman is into the end zone. Denver touchdown.
Play fakes again, loads up, home run ball. He's got Demaryius Thomas. Thomas is there inside the 10 and pulled down at the 5. KC Hayward once again toasted. They're tight, they run a counter right side. And Hillman slips out. And Hillman to the 10. Hillman to the 5 to the pylon. Hillman. Touchdown, Denver. Snap, placement. McManus has plenty of leg, and it is good from 50. They run it left, here's C.J. Anderson, a huge hole, 20, 15, Anderson, 10, 5, touchdown, Denver! Broncos rush 5. Rodgers is going to be hit, and down he goes, there's the first sack. They play fake, and Rodgers is hit and fumbles the football. It's free in the end zone. It's still free. Going to be picked up by a Packer, and this will be a safety. Rodgers takes a snap, looks right, bounces around. He's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked for the second time inside the Green Bay 20. It is over here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, and the Broncos remain unbeaten by the final score of 29-10.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani with Andrew Mason here in Indianapolis as the Broncos look to stay undefeated on the season as Peyton Manning is 7-0 for the amazing fifth time in his career. And Mace, he has a chance this afternoon to add two more records to his collection.
Yes, he's already got an arsenal of records, of course. You know about the single season marks he set with his exemplary 2013 season. And of course, last year he broke the touchdown pass record against San Francisco last year, and he keeps adding to that. Every TD is a new record. But today, he's trying to become not only the most prolific passer in terms of all-time yardage, but also the winningest in terms of regular season wins, going for number 187. And I know this, of all the records that he could get, the win record is the one that means the most to him because of what it symbolizes for the team.
Yeah, most definitely. Today he needs 284 passing yards to become the all-time leading passer in NFL history. And Mace, he has a chance to do that here at Lucas Oil Stadium, a place that many consider to be the place that Peyton Manning built after he spent 14 years here as a Colt.
Yes, if you go back to when Peyton Manning first came here, the Colts were starting to look for a potential new stadium. There wasn't a lot of momentum politically to get it done, and the Colts as a franchise hadn't really done all that much since they moved to Indianapolis in 1984 before Peyton Manning arrived. Of course, he changed all that pretty quickly. They became a perennial playoff participant. They had one double-digit win season after another, and that built the momentum that really helped the fervency of the fan base, got things going to get this stadium built. And of course, it's one of the NFL's best stadiums. It's the home of the scouting combine. I know I like visiting here every February, and it's good to be back here for a regular season game, too.
Yeah, most definitely. It should be an emotional second return for Manning. It's something that head coach Gary Kubiak said that he addressed with the team earlier in the week. Peyton Manning won't acknowledge that this is going to be an emotional game for him, but his teammates definitely know how important it is.
Being able to get that win for him and Indy, that's huge. Something that I know he probably wants very bad. He'll never say it to y'all. He'll never say it to us. But we know that he wants to go home and get a win. So it's important for us to do our job, give him the ball back a lot, so give him a lot of opportunities to put up points.
No, I mean, we want to win always, to be honest. But just for him, I mean, I know it'll mean a lot to him to win there on the other side, you know. And I think that'll complete his winning everywhere on either side, home or away.
I just want to go out there and get this win. I really want to get this win for Peyton. for 18, man, because, you know, for him to get a win against his old team in his, you know, in his, in their stadium, I think would be huge for him. And it'll make him the all-time winningest quarterback in the league. So that's who I'm playing for.
Well, you know, like I said, I can't, you know, I can't really speak a whole lot to that beforehand, but I think the fact that we have been there and played him, there's not, you know, obviously there's, we're focused on this game. We're playing in an extremely loud place. We got a lot on our plate each week, trying to kind of figure out what we're doing and trying to get everybody here on the same page. And that's plenty to focus on between that and getting ready to play a team that, you know, in a loud environment. It's kind of easy just to focus on that.
So plenty of emotion for Peyton Manning this afternoon, and also Manning's newest teammate, Vernon Davis, the veteran tight end. The Broncos made the move at the trade deadline this week, and Mace, they didn't bring Vernon Davis here to block.
No, he was brought here to catch passes, and I think particularly in the red zone, the Broncos have struggled there this year, as you know. They lost Julius Thomas to free agency, and they haven't really had the same kind of production down the seam, even on corner routes, that they had back when he was on the team. So I think that's going to change. Now, Vernon Davis, he's going to be used, as Gary Kubiak said, in isolated situations today. He's not going to be an every down guy, but it would not surprise me to see him used on third down and especially in the red zone. And another thing, he could become the 89th man to catch a pass from Peyton Manning in a regular season game. So that's going to be his place in history, too.
What is it about Vernon Davis that will make him such a good red zone target?
Well, he's still got the same speed he always has had, but he's got the size. I mean, so he can use the speed to get separation on linebackers, but the size and the body control that he's always had, that's helped him make plays if you have a cornerback or a safety on him. So he's a matchup mismatch, so to speak. Matchup nightmare, I should say. Good. For anybody that he goes against. Now, he hasn't had much in the way of production in the red zone the last couple of years. That's because the 49ers offense has struggled. They've had quarterback issues, as we all know, with Colin Kaepernick struggling the last couple of seasons. But I think being in this offense, having some targets to take the pressure off him, and of course with Peyton Manning throwing him the ball, I think that's going to make things look up a little bit for Vernon Davis and get him back to his 2009 to 2013 production.
Yeah, you mentioned those two seasons. Vernon Davis is the only tight end to have multiple seasons with 13 touchdown catches. He has 55 on his career. And we could tell this week that Vernon Davis seemed pretty happy to be in Denver.
Great to have him be part of our team. Got a lot of respect for him. Been very successful in this business. I mean, we all know the type of player he is. He can run. You know, we got him involved today on some things. Hope to have him suited up and ready to go on Sunday. So I know he can help us, and we're excited to have him part of our team.
He's been around. He's a veteran. And so we're going to try to catch him up to speed in as short amount of time as possible and put him in position to help us win some football games.
I'm excited about being here. I can't wait to get out on the field and win games with these guys. I can feel the energy. There's so many leaders on this team, and that's what it takes. It takes that. You have to have leaders and guys that are willing to come out and work hard and just get better.
Well, we're just getting started here on the BTV Live pregame show in Indianapolis. When we come back, we'll check in with Evan Mathis and also talk about Andrew Luck's early season struggles.